Here is a special reminder for our on-demand and podcast listeners. KFUO will be celebrating our worldwide ministry with Share-a-thon 2016, a three-day live event Thursday, April 21st through Saturday, April 23rd. Listen on our worldwide stream and on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis. Join us and enjoy all the live fun, plus hear from some of your favorite on-air friends. Again, Share-a-thon 2016 is April 21st through April 23rd. If you can't listen live during our 3 days of Share-a-thon, remember you can support us online anytime at KFUO.org. Just click a Give Now button on our website, or you can email us and ask us about other giving options. Email gifts at KFUO.org. It's KFUO supporters like you who make these worldwide online programs possible. Please prayerfully consider supporting KFUO today. And thank you for listening and supporting KFUO.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. It is time to check in with our friend Jane Wilkie at LSS Living Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
A blessed Thursday morning to you. I always enjoy our chats on Thursday morning.
I know. It really is lovely. I wish I could still be there in person. I loved coming into the studio, but now that I have semi-retired and moved back to Minnesota, that makes for a little bit of a commute each week.
Yeah, it's a long commute, but I look forward to it. About the same as I look forward to Carbs Day, you know, when I get to eat carbs.
And how often do you do that? Do you do that once a week also?
I have 2 days a week that that I try to eat less carbs. So, yeah.
Oh, you know what? My husband and I just started the 2 days a week where you eat the fewer calories. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
so
it kind of mixes things up, keeps your system, I guess, awake and resets it. I don't know.
Yeah, we just started it this week. And so I can only say that the one day, kind of like when you're prepping for a procedure, any other day you can go without eating for a longer period of time or eating less and not think about it. But when you know you're not supposed to,
sure,
that's all you can think about. So anyway.
Yeah, my wife baked cookies on Tuesday or this week, and I couldn't resist.
Good for her. Yes.
I couldn't resist. That kind of messed up my no-carb day.
I know. Well, what we're going to talk about this morning, actually two things. The first thing I want to do is to put on everyone's calendar and everyone's radar the event, the very fun event that Lutheran Senior Services Affordable Housing is planning for Friday, May 6th. And it is at Casa Loma Ballroom. And if any of the St. Louis folks listening have been around for a long time, I'm sure most everyone has at least been around or in Casa Loma at least one time in their life. And the evening of May 6th, Friday, May 6th, 7 o'clock p.m., there's an event called Don't Stop Believin', and it is by that 80s band. So if you know Casa Loma Ballroom, you've got the band going up on the stage, you've got the tables, you've got a lot of fun, you can get up, you can dance, you can do all kinds of fun things. And so that particular evening, the tickets for that event, the proceeds will go to benefit Project Wellness, which is, of course, the telehealth kiosk project that we've been talking about quite a bit on the air mm-hmm. here at KFUO. It helps our affordable housing residents who live on limited income monitor their health on a daily basis through this telehealth kiosk and then a part-time parish nurse that can serve in that community. And seniors in the greater community are all invited to participate as well. So, of course, it takes dollars to keep the kiosks working to, of course, fund the parish nurses. And so we want to keep bringing those dollars in. So what better thing than to have fun, to have a great time, relive the 80s, go back 30 years, come dressed in your most awesome 80s gear. There's going to be a best costume award. There's going to be a live, I think there's a on-site live auction. I'm not sure about that, whether it's a silent auction or a live auction. But the ticket cost is, general admission is $20. or when you get it through brownpapertickets.com, that is actually $21.69 with the service fee. But then there's also a VIP ticket option, and that is your admission. Plus, you are seated in a VIP seating area. There's an open bar, appetizer buffet, and then there is something about a color-changing hat.
Cup.
Not exactly sure what that is.
I think it's a cup.
That VIP ticket is $50 or $52 when you get the service fee in there.
I see commemorative color-changing cup. I think it's probably one of those.
Cup? Okay.
I bet it's one of those light-up cups.
That makes a little more sense, because I'm thinking, I know that you can, when you pour hot stuff into a cup, you know, that makes more sense. I had this vision of a hat turning colors. I thought, I didn't remember that from
but
the 80s.
That's total 80s, yeah. Remember those, what were those shirts called that changed in the sunlight? Oh, I forgot what those were called.
Oh, you know, you're right. The solar, I always call them solar shirts.
Yeah, it was Sol something, S-O-L something. Yeah, I can't remember. I remember
Del
those.
Sol or something like that. Well, you know, hey, back to our 80s. So a great fun night. Just really, it sounds, I mean, I wish I could come. We actually do have an event that evening here in the Twin Cities. But otherwise, this is one I would have made a special trip for. It sounds like just a lot of fun.
We've got to find a DeLorean to drive to the event.
Oh, no. Oh, you know what? That really sounds like fun. Well, where people can get more and learn more is projectwellness.brownpapertickets.com. So it's not www.projectwellness. So I know this is a little bit tougher. You know, somebody has a piece of paper. Just do the http://. So when you log on online, you know, just kind of go in and go up to your bar where you type in all the different things and just kind of highlight that area, take out the www and make it just projectwellness.brownpapertickets.com. But I'll bet you anything, you can just type projectwellness.brownpapertickets right into a search bar, and it'll take you there.
Sure. And if you forget the web address today, another easy thing to do, I did the way I found it, LSS Living.
In the events page.
Right, go to the events page on the LSS website. So that
and was... how you get to the events page for everyone is just go to lssliving.org, and then there's a lot of information on that homepage because we are such a complex organization. But if you look to the right, in the middle of the page, there is a white area, and then the very bottom of that, it says events. Mm-hmm. And so you can click on there, and you can see some of the upcoming events.
Yeah, well, this looks like a lot of fun. Don't Stop Believing. That'll be definitely a flashback, a totally tubular flashback to the 80s.
A totally tubular flashback. So in 2 weeks, as you and I were just chatting on the air, in 2 weeks I'm going to have one of my coworkers from LSS, Nikki Clayton, who's actually one of the event planners. She's going to be taking my morning time because I'll be traveling. And so in 2 weeks you can learn a whole lot more. But I hope you don't wait till then to purchase your tickets. $20 for general admission, $50 for a VIP ticket, and a very, very fun night.
It does look like a lot of fun, especially for my generation, but for people of all ages. Going back to the 80s, that's a...
And recruit. I mean, my goodness, this would be a great, great thing to recruit your friends for. Just what fun Friday night.
Yeah, get a group of friends together and go enjoy a nice 80s night.
Or I tell you what, if you're one of the older adults that may be listening this morning, grab your kids.
Right.
You know what?
Yeah.
Kids and grandkids, wouldn't that just be a fun family night? They could look at you like they could see you going way back. And they can be like, Grandma, really?
Go back to the 80s when your kids were growing up, right?
That's right.
Your kids are adults now.
Exactly. So, Andy, the other thing I just wanted to quickly chat about, and I'll talk a little bit more about this as we go along, but I wanted to also highlight an event coming up. Lutheran Senior Services is not necessarily sponsoring this upcoming event on our own, but we are part of a larger initiative in the St. Louis area. The initiative is called Seniors Count. And it's actually a nationwide initiative, and this happens to be Seniors Count of Greater St. Louis. And before I talk a little bit more about the event and everything, I want to be sure to give that website. It is seniorscountstl.com. Seniorscountstl.com. Excellent website, packed with a lot of information. And the basis of the nonprofit organization called Seniors Count is that their mission statement, I'll just read it right off of the website. Seniors Count is a community initiative to educate citizens in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County about serious gaps in funding and delivery of services for residents 60 years of age and older who wish to continue living independently. We seek to improve the health, nutrition, and quality of life for older adults 60 and older. And I know, Andy, this week in your Faith and Family program, you've been zeroing in on older adult health. And this is a great website. Aging in America, we all know it's happening. But what communities are discovering is that as the general population ages, are we really as prepared for the age wave as we could be? Certain areas I know that are always in question that really throw people off are, you know, things like transportation, you know, things like access to health care, you know, housing, some of these things that are just absolutely, you know, individuals and singular organizations cannot necessarily handle all of them. You know, how do you get people, how do you coordinate the care? How do you manage the nutrition to make sure your neighbors that are living in the same block as you but maybe older adults that don't have a strong connection, how can we make sure they get the right nutrition because they may not have the means or the ability anymore to cook on their own? Dental health really gets dropped. And socialization, I mean, you know, making sure that the senior adults in the area, especially the older they get, are not isolated. So when you look at that, you realize that what you really need is a regional approach. There needs to be a comprehensive approach where organizations are working together. So singularly, the organizations that are involved in Seniors Count all have some sort of initiative going. So like, for example, at Lutheran Senior Services, you know that we have our Aging Answers line and that we can reach out with some benevolent assistance to people who are living on limited incomes or outlive their resources. But how much greater would that be if we could be a coalition of the entire region and we could be pooling our resources and being able to provide work together and provide some access to care, transportation, nutrition, dental health, care coordination to the older adults as we age. So Seniors Count started about probably a year and a half ago, and there's an executive committee that a lot of organizations that are dedicated, that exist in St. Louis, that are dedicated to seniors, are all working together to support. And there is an event, and as I said, I will chat a little bit more about this, and Andy, I'll tell you a little bit more about it. It might be something you'd like to have feature as a longer-term interview. But the event on May 4th is going to be at the St. Louis Public Library, and it is at 6:30, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m., Wednesday, May 4th, and it is a panel. There's going to be panelists and presenters, and the event is called St. Louis is Aging, Are We Ready? And so it's 6:30 to 8 o'clock. The panelists are from St. Louis County, AARP in St. Louis, Shepherd Center, Seniors Count, East-West Gateway. East-West Gateway compiles a lot of the statistics. So if you're really interested in finding out where St. Louis stands, especially in comparison to other metropolitan areas, This would be a great, great, great day or a great event evening to come to. So they're going to, you know, talk about the importance of this changing demographic, mm-hmm. how St. Louis compares with national statistics, and where some of the gaps are, what some of the policies and resources are, what some of the needs are. So especially if you work with older adults, or you are an older adult, or you are aging to become an older adult. So I think that's pretty much everyone. St. Louis Public Library, which is at 1301 Olive Street in St. Louis. So it's downtown St. Louis on Olive Street, Wednesday, May 4th, 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m.
That's outstanding. Yeah, when you look at the numbers, that by 2045, that I mean, that's just, we're anticipating a boom of the number of people that'll be 65 or older in the St. Louis area.
Great. I mean, really, everyone, go to seniorscountstl.com. Great video that's listed there, Aging in America. It's like one of those animated videos that you can watch that can take you through things. But and I know that that my team, my communications team from LSS, is currently working on another video with some folks for support of this Seniors Count. But great website, great resource, and I'll chat a little bit more about it as time to come. But May 4th, you could have a busy week. Go May 4th to St. Louis's Aging, 6:30 p.m. at St. Louis Public Library. Friday, May 6th, go to Don't Stop Believin' at Casa Loma Ballroom at 7 o'clock p.m. You can learn more at lssliving.org, the events page.
Thanks so much, Jane. Have a wonderful week.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.